In Pakistan, police say they think they know who kidnapped Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Pearl disappeared in the port city of Karachi on January 23rd. Police investigators have narrowed the search to the leader of a banned Islamic militant group suspected of having ties to Osama bin Laden. NPR's Anne Garrels has this report from Islamabad.
After a series of hoax messages, a fake phone call, and several false leads, two men have reportedly been arrested for sending the first two emails that contain demands and photographs of 38-year-old Daniel Pearl with a gun to his head. The men were arrested in an eastern suburb of Karachi, along with a computer and photo scanner, which officials believe were used to send the emails to news organizations. One of the detained men told police the emails and photographs were sent on the orders of one Sheikh Omar Saeed. Saeed, now 27, was born in England to Pakistani parents. In the early 90s, he dropped out of the London School of Economics to join in the fight for the independence of Kashmir. He became a leader of Jaish-e-Mohammed, a militant group, and he was involved in the kidnapping of four Western tourists in India in 1994. He was imprisoned by India, but he was released in 1999 when his supporters hijacked an Indian Airlines jet. His movements since then have been unclear, though he's believed to have been in Pakistan. It was only in early January, under pressure from India and the United States, that Pakistani President Musharraf banned Jaish and other militant Islamic groups. The authorities have reportedly detained as many as 2,000 suspected militants, though they've not revealed their names, and it's not clear how or when they will be brought to trial. When he disappeared on January 23rd, Daniel Pearl was investigating links between Pakistani groups and Robert Reed, the man who allegedly tried to blow up an American Airlines jet with explosives in his sneakers. In connection with his research, Pearl apparently wanted to meet a man called Sheikh Jilani, and initially, investigators had focused on him. Jilani's been arrested, but police now believe he had nothing to do with the kidnapping. It now appears Saeed, using an alias, posed as a contact and lured Pearl into a trap with the promise of an interview with Jilani. Before he disappeared, Pearl received two cell phone calls from a contact whom he knew as Imtiaz Siddiqui. Police now believe Saeed and Siddiqui are the same man. Pearl left to meet Siddiqui at a popular eatery called the Village Restaurant. No one recalls seeing Pearl at the restaurant, and he has not been seen since. It's been a week without any contact from Pearl's kidnappers. A top law enforcement officer in Karachi has told reporters he's sure Daniel Pearl is alive, though he would give no more details. As Pakistani authorities claim to be closing in on Saeed, Pearl's wife, Marianne, pleaded again for his release. "This is an innocent man with an innocent wife and an unborn son," she wrote in an appeal published today in a Pakistani newspaper. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Islamabad.